Yesterday we ended off with a question at the end of Bimei Matityahu. It says, "V'hidliku neros v'chatzos katshecha." First of all, what's chatzos katshecha? And the chatzer in the base of Mikdash. So chatzos, he said that could be referring. The Mitzudas David says is referring to Ezras Yisrael and Ezras Kohanim. There's two different Azaros, and that's what we're referring to as Chatzos. So Chaim Kanievsky says the Chatzos, sometimes in Tanakh, is the Heichal, sometimes referred to as Chatzos. If that's the case, then we don't really have a question if Chatzos is referring to Heichal, because that's actually where the menorah was. The problem is that usually Chatzos is not referring to the Heichal, and we just said in the previous phrase, Ufinu et Heichalecha, V'tiru es Mikdashecha, that doesn't sound like we're talking about the Heichal, because we used the word Heichal before, and we're switching the location when we say Chatzos Katshecha. So why are they lighting the neros of the menorah in the Chatzer of the Beis HaMikdash, if that's not where the menorah was? So one pshat, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that it could be, you could say, if you don't say the Chatzos is the Heichal, you say the Chatzos is the Chatzer, so perhaps that it's because of this. They were all Tameh at the time, the Cheshmonaim after the war, and there's an Indian that something Tame shouldn't linger inside the Heichal, shouldn't linger inside the more Kaddish areas of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore in order they shouldn't be standing in the Kodesh for too long, so they lit the menorah outside and then they pushed it or carried it inside and they were able to walk right out, and that way they were in there for the minimal amount of time, so they lit it in the Chatzar and then walked it into the Heichal. That could be one shot. But the Chazam Sofer has a really beautiful pshat over here. And the Chazam Sofer says that, really, we said that they had to be finu es heichalecha. They had to clear out the heichal from so much of Avodah Zarah that was within there. And it took a long time to clean it out. And it wasn't going to be ready to light the menorah. You can't light the menorah in there when there's all these statues and Avodah Zarah inside the heichal. And they weren't yet finished cleaning out the heichal. So therefore, they were forced to have to light the menorah in the chazar, which is mutter. Even though it's not the ikkar location of lighting the menorah, they were allowed to and they needed to because the heichal was filled with avodah zarah. But what ended up happening because they lit the menorah there is that now everybody was able to see the nes of the pach hashemen. Had the nes occurred inside the kodesh, very few people would have seen it. Just a handful of kohanim that were inside the kodesh. But now that it's in the chatzer, now it's exposed for everybody to be able to see. And that's the way that it was mefarshim the Nes of Chanukah, of the Pach Hashem, and so much more. Kadosh Baruch Hu had it work out that way. And not only that, that's the reason why the Chachamim made a takana, that where do we light our Neros Chanukah? The Iker place is lighting it in your Chatzer, right? At the entrance to your Chatzer. Similar to in the Beis HaMikdash itself, it's like part of remembering the Nes was that Hashem had it, that they lit it in the Chatzer, thereby everybody can know about it. So too, we light it in our Chatzer, thereby everybody can know about the miracle also. That was another pshat. Then it says, "V'kavu shmonas yimei Chanukah elu." So this term of kavu, and they were koveya an 8-day holiday of Chanukah. We don't have that written on the side of Purim. By Purim, it doesn't say, and at the end they were koveya the holiday of Purim. How come by Chanukah it says that? So the pshat that I saw is because since the holiday of Purim happened earlier, when there was still nevuah in Klai Yisrael, there was still a Sanhedrin functioning. No, there was still a nevuah in Klai Yisrael. So therefore, it wasn't necessarily the Chazal were Koveya, but the Nevuah, they knew that they needed to be the holiday of Purim. But Chanukah was already after Nevuah had stopped already. And therefore, it was just the Sanhedrin that was Koveya, that there should be this holiday of Chanukah. And therefore, the term V'kav'u, where the people are being more active and being Koveya the holiday, it's not coming necessarily through Nevuah, so that word is appropriate over here. Okay, now I thought we could. Well, just one thing, that the famous question that everybody always asks on this tefillah is, why is there no direct mention of the miracle of the oil lasting for 8 days? That's such a focus of Chanukah in terms of the mitzvah of lighting the Chanukiah. And I think the best answer that I heard that really just seems to be pashat pshat is that even when we light the Chanukah candles, and we say the Haneros Halalu Anluman Likim, when we say the reason why we light the candles, we don't mention anything about the miracle of the oil lasting. We don't mention anything about the oil lasting. And the idea is like this, that the Iker miracle of Hanukkah was that the Jewish people were saved, that the Greeks could have obliterated us from keeping Torah and mitzvahs. So there would be no Jewish people, there would be no Jewish people keeping Torah and mitzvahs. But less people think that that happened in a natural way, that they were just skilled fighters, and just by a chance of luck events, God forbid, so that one thing led to the other, they just happened to win the war. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the war, made an outright miracle against nature of the oil lasting for 8 days, and that's like his signature at the end of war, like, I did this. Like, this was me the whole way through. This whole thing was one big miracle. So when we light the Chanukiah and we remember that miracle, it's really just to reflect on the main miracle of Hanukkah, of the war against the Greeks, and that was all a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it wasn't the natural war, but it was a Kadosh Baruch Hu winning the war from us, for us. And that was what it signified for them back then, and that's why we're lighting the candles to today. Not just to remember that specific miracle, because there was tons of miracles that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, but that one reflected on the entire war against the Greeks. And that's why when now in Al HaNisim, B'mei Matityahu, when we're mentioning what was the miracle that we're thanking for, we mention the Iker Nes, and the Neres Chanukah was really just to tell you about the Nes of against the Greeks. I thought maybe now we'll do Ma'os Tzur. I made you guys a copy. If you notice, just the beginning of every paragraph, you'll see a Mem and a Resh and Dalet, a Chaf, a Yud. That's Mordechai, the author of this. And then the last paragraph, Chasav Zora Kachecha, the first three words, Chasav Zora Kachecha is Chazak. His name is Mordechai Chazak, the one that wrote this Pizmon. We know the first Gullus that Klai Yisrael was in was Gullus Mitzrayim. After that, we find in Sefer Daniel that Daniel had a dream that there was going to be four Gullios. One that they were in the middle of, Bavel, and then Paros Umadai, and then Yavon, and then Edom. And in this Pizmon of Ma'os Tzur, we find the story of the history of the Jewish people, of how each one of those Gullios tortured us, hurt us, and then Hashem saved us from each one of them, and we're still waiting for Him to admit Hashem save us from Gullos Edom. And that's the story of the Pizmon over here. Let's see. Ma'os Tzur Yeshuasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Ma'oz Tzur, our source of strength. Tzur is like a rock, referring to strength. Ma'oz is a source of strength, like Oz. So Ma'oz Tzur, a strong source of strength, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshua Si, to save us. He's going to be the one that saves us. Lecha Na'el Shabach, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to praise a Kadosh Baruch Hu is pleasant for us. Lecha, really, in words, grammatically, the way that it would be read is, L'cha l'shabeach na'eh. To you, to praise you, it's pleasant for us. But said in a poetic way, L'cha, to you, na'eh l'shabeach. It's pleasant for us to praise you. And Emir Tashem, we daven that, Tikon Beis Tfilasi, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should refortify and build the final Beis HaMikdash, which referred to as a base tefillah. Like the Pasuk says that we say in Davening during Slichos, Ki Beisi base tefillah yikari l'kal ha'amim. The Beis HaMikdash is referred to as a base tefillah. So base tefillasi is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. So Tikkun base tefillasi, Kadosh Baruch Hu will rebuild the final Beis HaMikdash, V'sham, and then over there, not only will we be able to daven to him like we are able to do now, but Toda Nizabeach, we'll be able to bring a Korban Toda to Kadosh Baruch Hu as a thank you for all that He's done for us. Nezabech to be makriv. So in other words, right now what we want to do is thank Hashem for saving us and taking care of us throughout all of Jewish history. So we look forward to the Beis HaMikdash when we could do it with the Korban Todah. So Tikkun Beis Tfilasi, and then V'sham Todah Nezabech, will be able to bring your Korban Todah, which is one of the main reasons why we're waiting for the Beis HaMikdash, to be able to thank Hashem. Le'es Tachin Matbeach Mitzar HaMenabeach. at that period of time, when you give us the final Beis HaMikdash, and we bring that Korban Todah, that'll be at the time when you prepare tachin, when you prepare matbeach, is the word tevach, a slaughter of tsar ha-menabeach, of the enemy. Menabeach is to the sound that a dog makes, to woof, is from the enemy that, how do you say that in English, the woof? Bark. From the enemy that barks. So when you prepare the slaughter of the enemies that bark at us all the time to scare us, like throughout all of history, the enemy barks at us to scare us. So Akash Bahu, at the time that we have the final Beis HaMikdash, there's going to be a slaughter of all of them. There'll be a nakama against all those that stood up against Klai Yisrael. Then, Egmor, I'll be able to say a complete Shir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, all the shiros and the thank yous that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're incomplete, because we don't yet have the final Geula. But then, when there's a complete Nekama against the Goyim, we have the final Beis HaMikdash, then when I bring that final Korban Todah, Egmor, I'll be able to complete my thank you, Bashir, Mizmor Chanukah Samizbeach. Like now, on Hanukkah, we say, Mizmor Chanukah Samizbeach, but we're not in the final Geula. Then there actually will be a refortifying of the final Mizbeach. The Chanukah is like the rebuilding of the Mizbeach, the inaugurating of it. So we're going to inaugurate the Mizbeach all over again for the final time, and then I'll sing you a complete shir. And now we start a review of the history of the Jewish people. And the first Golos that we're going to refer to now is Golos Mitzrayim. Ra'os Sava Nafshi. Many, many bad things my nefesh was satiated with, got filled with. Biyagon kochi kila, and with it, to the point that from all the sadness that the difficult things brought upon me, kochi kila, my strength wore out. My strength was finished. Chayei meru bekochi, that my life they made bitter with difficult work. And that's hinting at the pasuk that it says in Shmos, V'yimaru es chayehem ba'avod kasha, that the Egyptians made the Jews' life bitter with difficult work. So chayehem miru b'koshi, they made my life, the Jewish people's lives, bitter with the koshi of the work that they gave to us. B'shibud malchus egla, by us being subjugated under the government that could be referred to as egla, because there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that refers to Mitzrayim as egla. The pasuk says, Egla Yefei Fia Karat Mitzafon Boba. So Egla over there is referred to as Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is referred to as Egla. Therefore, he poetically refers to Mitzrayim as Egla here. So when they were subjugated under Malchus, Egla referring to Mitzrayim. Uviyado Hagdola, with the great hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Pasuk says, V'ya Yisrael Sayyad Hagdola She Asa Hashem Mitzrayim, that the hand that Hashem punished the Mitzrayim with is referred to as Yad HaGedola in the Pasuk. Hotzia Sasgula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the Am Segula, the treasured nation, Klai Yisrael, took us out of Mitzrayim. Chel Paro, the entire army of Paro, V'chol Zara and all of his seed, meaning all of Egypt, Yardu Ke'evin B'mitzula, they went down to the depths of the ocean, Ke'evin B'mitzula, like a rock going into the depths of the water. And this is referring to the pasuk in Az Yashir, Tehomos Yichasihu Yardu B'mitzulos Kamo Aven. They went down B'mitzulos Kamo Aven. So here you see the Mitzula and Evan. So the entire army of Paro and his nation went down into the water, into the depths of it, like a stone. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of them and got rid of them. Now we're up to Bavel. In between Mitzrayim and Galus Bavel, there were 900 years. The period of Yoshua, Shoftim, Malachim, until the King Tzidkiyahu. We'll pick up from here.